May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn number 24. Why should the children of a king go mourning all their days? Great Comforter, descend and bring some tokens of thy grace. Hymn number 24.
Of God, the book of Proverbs, chapter 16. Reading from the book of the Proverbs, chapter 16. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord. and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Every one that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favour is as a cloud of the latter rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly, and to divide the spoil with the proud. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He that laboureth, laboureth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. A violent man enticeth his neighbour, and leadeth him into the way that is not good. He shutteth his eyes to devise froward things. Moving his lips, he bringeth evil to pass. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. May the Lord bless that reading of his word to us, and our amen to it, and pray for his help in calling upon him. O Lord, be pleased to draw near to us as we come forth to this evening, Lord's Day sacrifice of worship in thy name. O Lord, we do seek that thou wilt be pleased to be present with us. May thy presence be known and felt by and through the word, by and through our assembling together, and in particular through the teaching of thy Spirit. O Lord, we do pray that we may each come before thee at this time seeking a blessing for our souls. Some word in season, some portion of thy truth to do us good, and helping us that we might go forth in our sojourning here below, strengthened with might by thy Spirit in the inner man. O Lord, we thank thee, Lord, for all thy goodness and mercy that thou hast been pleased to show unto each one of us in our particular way and path here below. Can we indeed each come into the truth, we pray thee, Lord, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that we may each be found in the experience of thy goodness and mercy to us. Oh, do help us to see, Lord, that in thee and thee alone is all that we shall want and need as we are pilgrims here below, and that being found of thee and one with thee, the truth and the blessing of thy word indeed, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And truly, thy people shall want for nothing. And what great mercy that Christ will be their all and everything. O Lord, this is the mercy that belongs to the church. O Lord, be pleased to deny us what thou wilt, but Lord, deny us not thyself. We need thee, Lord, in every part and aspect of our lives here below. We need thee, Lord, to come to us, not only to be present and to keep us and preserve us, but to go before us in the way, to uphold us and to bless us, Lord, in our pilgrimage journey with further tokens of thy love, grace and mercy. And Lord, we go forth again, depending, wholly trusting in thy great and holy name, to be that one to manage for us, to lead us and direct us in all our way and path. And Lord, if there be any have doubts and uncertainties before them, O Lord, help them to come to the throne of grace. Help them to present their case and need before thee, Lord, and be pleased to appear for them, helping them, Lord, that thou wilt be that one to lead them in that way thou wilt have them to go. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased to come to every one of us. And Lord, whatever decisions, whatever path that, Lord, we're brought to pass through, let it be thy way unto us. And help us, Lord, to follow in that way and path. And we will need grace, Lord. There may be that, Lord, that shall be hard to the flesh. But Lord, grant that humble spirit, that submission to thee, we pray thee, and help us to go forth in thy name. We thank thee, Lord, for our gathering together once more. May we know what it is to dwell together in the bonds of love and peace, that bond of love and peace that comes forth through thy cross, through thy sufferings and thy death, that blessing, Lord, that belongs to thy people, and where they've each been bound up together in that bundle of life in Christ Jesus, and by and through thy love and in their hearts. O Lord, we want to feel it more. We want, Lord, to know no other satisfying rest than that what thou hast done and wrought for us, thou hast done forever, once in him forever. And we want to feel the truth of it and the blessing of it in our souls as we journey on. Be our helper, Lord. If it would be thy gracious will, and help us to serve thee and to worship thee, to be true seekers of thy face, and be able, Lord, to know that as we journey forth in thy name, that we are those indeed wait upon thee for thy word, and particularly that word for our poor souls to live upon, for our poor souls to be enlarged upon the merits of thy person, the greatness of our salvation. And Lord, we do seek these further tokens in our souls as we journey forth, that we are thine, that thou art ours in ties of blood. Oh, we're poor things, weak things in and of ourselves, truly helpless, Lord. And it is only if thou wilt be pleased to come and strengthen us in our hearts, in our faith, in our love, we pray thee to thy name. And that there may be with us, Lord, a growing in the grace and knowledge of thee. O Lord, we do ask these blessings, we pray thee. So come and undertake for us, and be with us, and preserve us each in thy love and fear. Teach us all thy sovereign will concerning us, and we do pray, help us still to go forth in thy name. O Lord, we do pray that that portion and that word may be ours, that unto you therefore which believe he is precious. Oh, we want to feel it, Lord, more and more. Precious to our souls, precious in thine incarnation into this world, precious in thy gospel, Lord, where thou didst become prophet, priest, and king to thy people. And precious, Lord, as thou didst bow down in agonies in Gethsemane's garden, sweating, as it were, great drops of blood. That blood oozing forth, as it were, through thy pores. The agony of thy most holy soul. And where thou wast to bear away the sins and the iniquities of thy people. The Lord, we do pray, oh, that we may be brought to see how precious thou art to thy people. For Lord, it was truly a truth that there bowed down in that garden, thou didst know and everyone whom thou would suffer, bleed and die for. And Lord, that thou wast to bear away their sins in thine own body upon the tree, that thy people should go free and be blessed with liberty. And Lord, we thank thee that thou art precious indeed, fastened upon the tree in agonies and blood. For sinners, vile, wretched sinners, rebels, is the mercy. And Lord, we do pray and thank thee that truly that vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel their need, Lord, what great blessing, able to come, able to cast their all upon thee, and that thou wilt not turn away their case and their need, for that thou art that one in their room and place at Calvary. Lord, pray that that truth and blessing may belong to others also, who shall be gathered in unto you. Therefore, Lord, that thou wilt make thyself precious to the souls of sinners, and that thou wouldest be pleased to save and to redeem through thy precious sin-atoning blood. O Lord, we do pray then, come to us this evening hour and teach us, Lord, to learn to know of thee, and that we may be drawn to thee in the bonds of love, seeking, Lord, to glorify thee and lift thee up for all the mercy that we found, and for what it is to be one of those in the glorious truth of thy word, reconciled unto God the Father. Oh, what mercy it is, as we sang together the sealing of the Holy Spirit, to be sealed by the Holy Spirit of God, to be sons and daughters in Christ. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt then be with us, lift up our hearts to thee in praise and prayer, and in worship, adoration, for all the good and the great things that thou hast done and wrought for us. We do pray then, be with us in every part of our lives. Help us by faith to live upon thee, to serve thee, and be pleased, Lord, to visit us in thy salvation. We pray thee, do guard and guide us round about, be a wall of fire round about us, the glory in the midst. Be that one, Lord, to wall us around in thy love, thy providence, thy care, and keep us close unto thee, Lord, as those that walk with thee. And we do pray, Lord, deliver us from this world and all its cares and concerns, the vanities of this life, the pleasures. O Lord, we've been gathered out, and the blessing that belongeth to us, that gathered into thy kingdom, no more, Lord, to serve the flesh and please the flesh, but know that that great deliverance is that, Lord, that great change wrought within through thy Spirit to bring us, Lord, into the delights of thy kingdom. All the rejoicing and all the blessings that belong to thy people, all found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do then be with us, Lord, again, we pray, and do draw near to our needs, each one. Pray that thy word indeed may be a good word and a profitable word to us, to the glory of thy name. And Lord, be pleased to come to every poor needy sinner, those that have been brought to feel their need of thee. O Lord, we do pray that it may be that set time to favour Zion, that thou wilt come and heal the brokenhearted and deliver the captives, preach the gospel to the poor. O Lord, let these mercies be known and felt, we pray thee, to the coming sinner. So, Lord, draw near to thy servant, help him to speak in thy name the words of this life. Pray that thy word indeed may be a good word. Show thy servant what to say and what to speak to thy honour and thy glory. O Lord, we ask it for thy great name's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 56, we will commence to sing at verse 3. Let every open ear attend, and broken heart rejoice. The trumpet of the gospel sounds with an inviting voice. Ho, all ye hungry, starving souls that feed upon the wind, and vainly strive with earthly toys to fill an empty mind. Hymn number 56, commencing at verse 3.
Thank you.
seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, we would seek to draw your attention to the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, and reading from verse 8. The book of Proverbs, chapter 16, reading from verse 8. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without. I do believe that this word, if we're rightly to understand who it belongs to, that we may have to look at that other word in Psalm 37. I believe it's verse 18. A little that a righteous man hath is better than all the riches of the wicked. A little. And it is the blessing and the mercy of those things that we spoke of this morning. No more, dear friends, to serve the flesh, to be servants to sin, to follow our own heart's dictates, to follow our own cause and path here below, but to serve our God, to serve Him, and to know the blessedness of what it is to be servants to righteousness. And it will belong to that one that we spoke of this morning, whose heart has been renewed and changed and humbled, made low. That heart that has been blessed with peace and pardon through the blood of the Lamb of God. And the blessed and glorious robe of Christ's righteousness adorning the naked soul. Through his merits, through his life, through his obedience, this glorious robe was woven for each and every one of his dear people. And those who have been blessed with this glorious robe of Christ's righteousness, they stand whole, complete and pure and unblameable, unreprovable. They stand perfect in the Lord Jesus Christ. And they are blessed because God the Father will look down upon his child as he sees and beholds his dearly beloved Son, that we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. This is the sealing of the Holy Spirit, sons and daughters, in and through Christ Jesus, brought into the predestinated to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ our Lord, predestinated and gathered unto God, and to receive at his hand all the blessings and the benefits, all the wonders of his grace and mercy, the blessings of his truth and promises, his faithfulness, and to know that he is the God of all grace, the God of peace, the God of comfort, you see, our God. And so, what a mercy it is to be blessed and to be this righteous one, a little that a righteous man hath. And then this will be the blessing. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. we might just make mention here of these great revenues without right. They're those things unjustly done. Those things, dear friends, it may be in the land and it may be in the churches today. The unjust things. It doesn't mean to say our labours here below and the time of our sojourning that we spend. We have to live and we have to labour by the sweat of our brow, sweat of our face, to earn a living. It isn't anything to do with that. These great revenues without right are those things that are done in an unjust way, unjust manner. And we may see it, dear friends, in government today. Very unjust things done, dear friends, in respect of those things that are an abomination unto our God. The changing of his word to suit the evil heart of man. Unjust, dear friends. And it's that's spreading like a canker. Amongst all flesh, the evil works of man opposing the holy, righteous goodness of our God in what is done and provided for us by way of salvation. And the unjust, dear friends, the unjustness, shall we say, of, say, the Roman Church, the false prophets and the false teachers today. Those are those things that are unjust. They're also an abomination to our God. False prophets, those raised up by men, flesh, from a corrupt nature. And yes, they go as far as to make men and women into saints that have done so something good in their life or performed some miracle, so-called. These are the unjust things. A saint, dear friends, is a holy thing, a sacred thing. A saint is one of God's children. And this, dear friends, this great revenues without right, see how it spread across the world, the Roman religion. Well, dear friends, it is all going to come to an end. And the great judgment of God will come upon all. All those that deal unjustly with men and women. All those that show no mercy. I thought of the unjust judge. That poor widow woman seeking help. And the unjust judge would not for the moment come to her help. But then, in that she wouldn't plague him so much, then he turned to her help. These are the unjust ones, great revenues without right. And all the injustice in the land, the injustice of men, and at that they will deal in ways of cheating, corrupting, to make gain. But better is a little with righteousness. Dear friends, what great mercy these words hold. It also directs us to the 15th chapter and verse 16. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. May we know some blessings from this word of our text. Better is a little with righteousness. One of those things that are most precious to the soul, dear friends. And when it says better is a little, it doesn't mean to say it's of small quantity. No, we must never think that, dear friends. If the Lord will give thee one token for good, it's a great thing. But I believe that this word here, better is a little with righteousness. I believe, dear friends, that's in the way in which God will reveal and manifest himself to his people. We're not always in the Spirit. No, we have much that we have to go forth into. In our labours and the proper things for us to do here below. But what a blessing it is to be able from time to time, and as the Spirit of the Lord will come upon us, to turn and to receive blessings at the Lord's hand in our souls. And we may ask for them. Oh, this will be, if the Lord will put a living desire in the soul. You know, it's finding times of retirement. Is it something with us? Times to turn aside. Times to, just like Isaac went out into the field to meditate. You see, that was the blessing here. Better is a little with righteousness. It may be only a short time, but it will be an especial time if the Spirit of the Lord is in the meditations. You see, that is the great blessing. And are these the times that we seek after? Isaac sought after them. But how precious it is. Better is a little with righteousness if the Lord will be pleased to visit. And you know, we've got many gracious things to meditate upon, dear friends. Oh, many. We've been blessed with so many mercies and goodnesses from the Lord. And it relates not just to our worship and our devotions to him, but every part and aspect of our lives, in providence as well. And we can trace out the hand of the Lord concerning us. Better is a little with righteousness. I thought, dear friends, of when the children of Israel, Joshua sent two spies into the land to spy out the land. And they went to the Rahab the harlot's house. And she received them. And she told those men how that the hearts of men failed them, because of the God of Israel that was in the midst of them, and where he showed his great power and authority in the miracles in Egypt, but also in the overcoming of their enemies in their journeys forth. And their heart trembled. But dear friends, she asked for a sure token. That is all she wanted. And dear friends, what about you? A little that a righteous man hath, a sure token. What about thy soul? It's a great need, that isn't it? But what a asking the Lord for a token, a sure token. You know, if the Lord will bless you with a sure token, it was a scarlet cord, wasn't it? Typical of the precious blood of Jesus. Is that the token? Are you a coming sinner, a seeking sinner? You see, a little that a righteous man hath. We may have many things, but just this little token here, dear friends, and the whole of salvation will be thine. You see, and are we seeking the Lord for this token? I know, dear friends, when the Lord brought me to a knowledge of my sins, it was all I wanted. I wanted this seal in my heart that Christ died for me. That was all I wanted. And dear friends, it's if the Lord come and but for a moment put that seal within the heart, then the blessing and the truth, better is a little with righteousness. It's thy whole salvation. It's a mercy. Better is a little with righteousness. And you might say, well, I don't know anything about this righteousness. If the Lord has put within thy soul a seeking spirit, dear friend, and has begun with thee, it is through the Spirit of the Lord. And all that the Lord will work in thy soul has come from heaven. And there's nothing but holiness and purity from heaven. Think of it. A man can receive nothing unless it be given him from heaven. Absolutely nothing. All good things must come down from heaven to poor sinners. And what a mercy it is. Pray for a little token from the Lord. Better is a little with righteousness. This is the mercy, dear friends, and I just speak this for the seekers, to encourage them. To encourage them to press to the Lord. Better is a little with righteousness. And then I thought of the words this morning, servant, that we're servants to righteousness. Dear friends, are we praying earnestly and seeking that we might know more of that nature of the dear Lord Jesus? You see, we've been delivered from the service and the bondage of sin, and we've been blessed, translated, brought into the kingdom of Jesus. And it will be the earnest desire of every newborn soul to imitate Jesus, to be like Jesus. Isn't that the truth? You want to be more like him? You see? The greatness of his salvation, the greatness of his love that he showed to thy soul. And to seek the graces of the Spirit, dear friends. A little that a righteous man hath. Oh, how good it will be, dear friends, to have the graces of the Spirit upon us. To be made like Jesus, more of his nature. Humbleness and humility. It took a tower and towel and girded himself with it, and took a basin and water and washed the disciples' feet. And he set an example. that they should know this humbleness, humility of heart and of mind, and that love towards each other. You see, and a little that a righteous man hath, what a mercy it is that we should have that example from the dear Lord Jesus in our hearts and in our lives manifest to the Lord's dear people, to the brethren. You see, I do believe that it is such an important truth, a little that a righteous man hath. The blessings that will flow out. I just think of a word here. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Oh, a little that a righteous man hath. Because, dear friends, all these blessings, these graces of the Spirit, they will be needful to us in our hearts and in our lives. They will be, dear friends. And they will need to be effectual in us when the Lord will bring us into such a time and a season to be coming to the experience of them. You see, this was the nature of Jesus, and to resemble him and be like him is the mercy. Better is a little with righteousness. You know, righteousness is all that that cometh from heaven in respect of a newborn soul, the way they live, the way they walk, the way they converse, the way they act in their lives. This is the righteousness. And there must be a purity and a holiness in the lives of the Lord's dear people. I know that we may not always feel it, and I know there's no doubt about it, that old man will rise up betimes. Paul was troubled and burdened with it, and so the Lord's dear people with all their days. But dear friends, that new seed of heavenly birth, it's that, dear friends, that will help the Lord's dear people to overcome all their enemies, all the evil of their hearts. It enabled Paul to apply to Christ for mercy. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ my Lord. And that brings us to another blessed and glorious truth, dear friends, a little that a righteous man hath. It was only a few words that he spake. It's the only few words indicted by the Spirit of the Lord. But that publican came with a heavy burden to the throne of grace. And the little that a righteous man hath, it was the only place he could come to with his burden, wasn't it? And commit it to the Lord. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So few words. And yet, dear friends, heard by the Lord God of Sabaoth. He heard his cry, and it came forth through a sincere heart, a little that a righteous man hath. When sin will affect the soul, then, dear friends, that soul must flee to what God has provided in Jesus and beg for mercy. Because a newborn soul hates sin, abhorrent to him as it is to God. Better is a little with righteousness. What a mercy then that we have the throne of grace And we can come with all our needs, casting all our care upon him. Better is a little with righteousness. Not to try and work out our own way and path here below, out of our troubles, our concerns, our cares, those things that try us, the difficult things, the hard things, the troublesome things. No. You see, better is a little with righteousness, is the mercy to commit our whole cause to the Lord. I pray that that may be our case and our need. I've had to prove it so much over this last 12 months that the Lord is that only one that I can turn to in respect of those things that are in my way and path. Better is a little with righteousness, because that, dear friends, that has been wrought within will bring us only to the throne of grace, to commit our whole cause and concerns unto him. And then, dear friends, there's this truth. Better is a little with righteousness. What a mercy it is. Faith. A small word in and of itself. But, dear friends, let it be a living faith and an active faith in the soul. A faith that goes out towards the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a faith in him. It's God's gift. And faith centres in Christ. And whatever, dear friends, you need, whatever support, whatever strength you need, let thy faith be in Jesus. You know, we have the Lord Jesus as one who was faithful indeed. And he showed that faithfulness to his Heavenly Father in the work that his Heavenly Father gave him to do. He was faithful in the preaching of the word. He was faithful in the miracles that he performed. And he was faithful as that true witness that came to bear testimony of himself. He was faithful. And then we have again another truth. A faithful high priest. Oh, what a mercy it is that Jesus showed very clearly and plainly in all his walk and path here below his faithfulness, his faith, and his faith in the work that his Heavenly Father gave him to do. Let us have this faith. And it's a faith centering in and upon Christ. And it respects every part of our lives. We live by faith. We worship by faith. We walk by faith. And then this word. The life that I now live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Faith. Faith over everything that concerns us. All our troubles, trials, illnesses, diseases, sicknesses. Let us have faith in Jesus. Faith in his characters and offices. The shepherd, the physician, the priest, and the king. Dear friends, let our faith shine forth. Better is a little with righteousness. Oh, to have this faith, dear friends, we will not always know it and the evidence of it. But, dear friends, it's in that time, in that period, when we shall need this faith. It will be a completely putting our trust and our confidence in the Lord himself. Eyeing no other, but looking up to him in faith. committing our whole to him. You know, Hezekiah had that great army of Sennacherib coming against little Judah and Jerusalem. But dear friends, his faith was in his God. He took that blasphemous letter, went into the house of the Lord and presented it before the Lord. His faith was in his Lord, that he was able, dear friends, to bring that enemy better is a little with righteousness. Faith. And then he is able to overcome all the enemies of the church. He was able to overcome Sennacherib and all his army. Faith centered in his God. It's an overcoming faith, and it centers in Jesus, and it will overcome the world. Little better is a little in righteousness. But I just quote John in this, in the respect of this overcoming faith. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Better is a little with righteousness. It's the way, dear friends, that we will be able to serve our God and honour him and glorify him. We're not those that have been reconciled to him and then go our own way. No. One or two further blessings in respect of this truth. Better is a little with righteousness. And that is the hope that we have got. Yes, it might at times be called a little hope, but dear friends, it's a hope that goes out against impossibilities. David brought back into the wilderness of Judea Absalom, the usurper, took his throne. Why art thou disquieted, O my soul? You see, what was the blessing that came to David? And he was disquieted, he was troubled. It was one, indeed, now in his older age. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. You know, dear friends, we've always got our God. And it isn't here that he should be a last resort. No, it should be the first place, dear friends. Hope in him. Hope in his faithfulness. Hope in his providence. Hope in his overruling hand. Hope, dear friends, in having a quiet spirit resting in and upon God's will. Hoping in him. And hoping in him, because he knows the case and the condition of each one of us. Hoping in him. And we haven't any other hope It's a hoping and a trusting and a confiding. A little hope. Better is a little with righteousness. You know, these are those graces. They may seem to be far from us by times, but you know, they can achieve great things. And we see the outcome in respect of David and his return back to Jerusalem and the throne. His hope. My hope is in, and then it went on to say further, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. This is the blessing and this is the hope, and his help came. And he helped his servant. And he is all our help, all our need. We cannot go to any other in the midst of all our troubles and the things that concern us in our lives, maybe things in our workplace, maybe things, dear friends, in respect of our vocation, occupation here below, things in our families. You see, better is a little with righteousness. And then there was another blessing, dear friends, that I thought of in respect of David. It's on this same page. He was brought to see this. Lord, make me to know mine end. Have we ever been brought to this place, dear friends? Sometimes I've been brought to contemplate it. We don't know when our end shall be. David knew the frailty of his body and that his days were but as an handbreadth here upon the earth, which isn't much, and it spread. Handbreadth. And our days are but few upon the earth. And David is contemplating this, he is meditating it. But dear friends, it was something where David's thoughts and contemplations brought him to see a blessing as he contemplated his end. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. You see, that is man by nature. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Where is our hope, dear friends, in respect of our end? It's in a risen and an ascended Saviour, isn't it? He has passed through these things for his people. Lord, have we been brought to see the glorious truth of this? This is all the comfort of my poor soul. I do not know when the Lord will take me from this earthly scene, but have I got a little hope? It's David here, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. And we have no other hope. It is the Lord himself. He has passed through these things for his church and people. You see, our days here upon earth are but as a vapour, soon vanisheth away. Where is our hope? Oh, dear friends, better is a little with righteousness. You see, that it's only that that can comfort the soul. Only that can bring a little peace to the soul. That in that day, dear friends, Jesus has passed through all these things. He rose again from the dead. I tell you the comfort of this, because there's going to be that day forthcoming, dear friends. And I just read something that may be of an encouragement to us. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. And dear friends, the word of the Lord, think about it. Faithfulness, promises, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Ah, this is the hope. Jesus has passed through these things. He is our forerunner. He's been this way. Should we doubt? Should we tremble, really? You know, he's conquered death and the grave. The sting of death is sin. And dear friends, he's conquered the power of the grave. Risen Saviour. It could not hold him. And dear friends, all the saints that have gone before us, they shall all rise in that glorious day. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these things. Comfort one another. What comfort, dear friends, can we understand, experience? It is only in this, I believe, that Jesus has first passed through these things, and the church will follow him. Or they will follow him. This is the comfort. And because it says, wherefore comfort one another with these words, remember this, dear friends, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. It's his word. Dear friends, what he has spoken will come to pass. The church shall rise. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues with righteousness. I've just thought of a word. I quoted it. I may have quoted it here this morning, probably. I thought I quoted it this afternoon, but I think I may have quoted it. It was about the Gentiles in the 54th of Isaiah. But dear friends, I read a few of the old gospel standards from time to time, but I just remember one poor soul, dear saint of God, she was now on her deathbed, afflicted, and she was one, dear friend, a faithful follower of the Lord, served him all her days. And then she was on her deathbed, and two friends came to visit her, and she looked so much better. And they said, are you getting better? Are you getting better? No, I'm not getting better. The Lord has given me a word. With great mercies will I gather thee. Dear friends, better is a little with righteousness. Oh, that was the comfort of her poor soul. She was ready to be taken at the Lord's will. The Lord had given her this word. With great mercies will I gather thee. So there, dear friends, is the blessing, isn't it? All the comfort of her poor soul was in that. You see, She was going to be with her Jesus. That was a blessing, wasn't it? She was going to be with him, who had saved her, redeemed her unto himself. And now she was going to be with him. Better is a little with righteousness, you see. Just wanted to say another truth in respect of the blessings that belong to the Lord's dear people. When the Lord will speak a word in season to our souls, when he will visit us, better is a little with righteousness. Sometimes it comes in a time and season when we expect it not, or we don't look for it. But then he will come with a word in season. And when he does come, dear friends, oh, what a good word it is. I know I mentioned the two on the Emmaus Road. But dear friends, when the Lord will be pleased to come and speak a word in season, just to meet our case and need, just to comfort our souls, things that may be troubling us and trying us, know that the Lord have visited my soul and encouraged me two or three occasions over the past year, and I thank him for it. I will work and thou shalt let it. The Lord spoke that into my poor soul. And I saw that the Lord's hand was in everything that concerned me. And I was ready then to rest all my case with him, all my concerns and troubles with him. I will work. Who shall let it? Better is a little with righteousness. I just wanted to turn to this word and then another two thoughts to conclude. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above. Are we risen with Christ? Have we been changed and renewed? Have we passed through that we spoke of this morning? As Jesus rose from the dead, ascended to his heavenly Father, so the church, in that glorious change wrought within them, they also will pass through that glorious change and the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. If ye then be risen with Christ, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ was baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. What a mercy it is to rise up from a life of death and sin into a newborn soul. You see, dear friends, that is the glorious blessing that belongs to the church. If ye then be risen with Christ, a new life of grace, new thoughts, desires, affections, you see, a love for his name that we never knew and really understood before. It comes through Calvary's tree, a love that constrains us to him. And then, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of the Father. Set your affection on things that are above and not on the earth. And dear friends, to seek these little times and seasons that our affections may be set upon things that are above and not on the earth. And dear friends, I can tell you what times and seasons of blessing the Lord is able to appear to us, is able to bless his word to us, take his word. He speaks to us through his word, is able to bless it to us, is able to speak to our souls. Seek those things that are above. Not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. What a wonderful mercy that is. It's a life hidden with Christ in God. We do not belong to ourselves anymore. We belong to Christ. He has owned us, purchased us with his precious blood, and he loves us. And should we not, dear friends, be able, for a little time and season, turn aside and lift up our hearts to him? Praise and blessing, but in meditation, thinking upon the greatness of our salvation, thinking upon that day, dear friends, perhaps when we shall see him as he is. All these are the blessings that belong to the church. Better is a little with righteousness. What a mercy it is to be able to turn aside from time to time and seek the blessing for our souls. But I just conclude, dear friends, to a thought that, in consideration of these words of our text, a dying thief, last moments of his life beside the Lord Jesus, and the Spirit of the Lord, in that last few hours, revealed and showed to him the manner and the conduct of his life, and the solemn truth of his wayward heart. Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation, and we justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. What a mercy, dear friends, for our poor hearts to be enlightened with that truth. Our past deeds, our past lives, all our offences and all our sins, in the last moments of his life. Better is a little with righteousness. He looked to that dear man beside him, and you know, see the faith in the last few hours of his life, his faith centred in Jesus, a dying man fastened to a cross. And he knew, taught, that he was a king and that he had a kingdom. Lord, remember me, and thou comest into thy kingdom. And remember, there's some important word here, just one word to remember. Jesus said, verily. It's an important word, that, dear friends. Verily, what he has said, dear friends, we can see that, dear friends, it will, the verity of the word, it will come to pass. That is what he was going to understand. Verily, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. And for a few moments, dear friends, I believe he basked in the glory of that place where he would be with Jesus, be with me in paradise. He must have been in awful pain. But I think, dear friends, that the glory of the blessing and the promise was that which would bring comfort to his soul. Better is a little with righteousness. Dear friends, it comes from heaven. And, dear friends, a word in season. That was a little word in season, wasn't it? It was all he wanted for his poor soul. Is it all you want, dear friends? You see, all I want. Oh, the glory of it. And then I did think of that poor man Lazarus, that beggar. The dogs licked his sores, dear friends. He hadn't got much at all, had he? Very little possessions and very little to be able to obtain any food. He was a beggar. It really is a type of the church. Because we're all beggars. We're all needy, poor, needy, sinners, beggars. Every blessing and every mercy we pray for, we need it. But dear friends, it doesn't come forth by ourselves. It must come from the Lord. And then the blessing that belonged unto him. See the words first of that man who lived in his riches and his wealth. And the many times that rich man's friends would have gone through the gate and passed by that poor Lazarus whilst he had nothing, feasting. And then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this place. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and thou art tormented. Dear friends, he was poor Lazarus who had nothing, no goods of his own, nothing to live by properly. But dear friends, he had faith in his poor soul. He had a hope in his poor soul. He had a love for Jesus in his poor soul. You see, he had something there that remained and continued and could never die. You see, and that is the blessing, isn't it? He's comforted. He's going to be with his Jesus. And that's the mercy that belonged to him. Better is a little with righteousness. You know, it was that poor Lazarus that was well off. He was rich indeed, rich in faith, rich in love, rich in the hope that he had, rich, dear friends, in the word and truth and promises of God. Heaven, dear friends, was that place, that glorious place to which his mind often looked, often looking to that city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. How do you know that? Ask me, how do you know that? Dear friends, I do believe that all God's taught children, they will all be brought like Abraham to view their future state and to find from time to time a little token of it in our poor souls, that we shall come to that desired haven at the last. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. May the Lord be pleased to bless these few remarks. Amen.
collections last Lord's Day amounted to £700, for which we are very thankful. God willing, there will be special services tomorrow when Mr. Pocock is expected to preach in the afternoon at 3 and the evening at 6:15, and the collections are for the Bethesda Short Stay Fund. And on Friday evening at 7:15, there will be a church meeting, a prayer meeting for church members. And next Lord's Day, our friend Mr. Ince is expected to preach. Let us close with hymn 110. The Lord on high proclaims his Godhead from his throne. Mercy and justice are the names by which I will be known. Hymn 110.
Ordinances of thy house this day and all that has been attended to in thy name. May all be to thy honour and glory. Pardon and forgive everything that has been amiss and sinful with us. Take us each to our homes in peace and safety. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us. Now and for ever. Amen.